Now, from Park Nasilla, we are going to go into Kenmare, and we're going to talk about a bit of history as well, because this weekend there's a special mass in Holy Cross Church at 12 noon on Sunday to celebrate the contribution that the Poor Clare nuns made to Kenmare over the last 160 years. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got Anne Finn. She went to primary and secondary school and also returned as a teacher to the convent in Kenmare and Holy Cross College, as it was at the time, now public school Inverskeana. Good morning to you, Anne. Thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning to you, Gerry, and thank you for having me on.
There's a huge amount of history attached, and 160 years, it's hard to comprehend just all that the Order gave to Kenmare from their very earliest days when they were feeding the poor children of the area to the huge role they played in education.
Absolutely, and this coming Sunday we are having a mass at 12 noon. It's basically being celebrated to mark the immeasurable contribution of the Sisters of St. Clare to the community of Kenmare. They are actually departing here really after 160 years. And the people of the town want to mark their life in religion and, I suppose, their dedication to the area and, of course, the people of Kenmare. It certainly was devoted service. And, Gerry, as a fellow Kenmare person, it's a historic milestone in the history of our town.
It is. It's the end of an era, really.
And I mean, we owe them an awful debt of gratitude because they did enrich our lives in so many ways, and particularly spiritually and educationally. I mean, one has to look at when they came here and look at the social fabric of Ireland at the time. They basically came here in 1861, and there were terrible years. It was after the famine. The area was impoverished. Children were orphaned. And I suppose Father John O'Sullivan was another visionary.
Yeah.
And he extended an invitation to them, as he felt basically that the best way to raise people from their knees after this terrible event in our history, namely the famine, was through education. And he was also a very, very far-seeing man, because he had about 10, I stand to be corrected on this, primary schools built around Kenmare, and the convent was actually near completion and ready for occupation basically before they arrived here. And if you look back at Ireland at the time, we were under British Henley letter of 1831. I don't know that there was a huge interest in education, but the nuns came here and they certainly filled that void.
Yeah.
And the convent school really was probably one of the biggest schools in the whole area.
Yeah, and it contributed right down through the years and right up to modern times with nuns being involved in education, both at the primary and second level.
Absolutely, because the primary school went on, and then the they had a secondary top. In fact, my mother went there. And they had a girls' secondary school that was started about 1960-61 by the nuns for girls, and that joined up then with the school that was started by Robert O'Connor and Miss Moore for boys, and that formed Holy Cross College in 1967. And of course that coincided with Donal O'Malley coming in and introducing free education into the country, and there was buses put in, so that school was basically drawing people from beyond Sneem, the Black Valley, Bonan, Tussist, out beyond Kilgarvan and Kenmare. And that was the actual convent premises. Now, we did also have the vocational school in Kenmare, which was fantastic. But one thing that should be mentioned, the capitation in that convent school was very often used to pay part-time teachers. So their contribution is immeasurable.
Yeah, and they also gave people a means of working. There's the world-famous Kenmare lace as well, which came from the nuns that started in 1861.
Well, that's a very interesting story, and there are certainly other people like Nora Finnegan and Siobhan Coma who would be far better authority on that than I would. But I believe it was lace-making, as we know it, was started by Father John about 1852, and then Mother Abbess O'Hagan took over the role in 10 years later. And you see, the marvellous thing about it, these girls were very skilled in needlepoint. and they could actually get jobs as seamstresses. And in fact, very often, they earned more money than men.
Yeah, amazing, and for the quality of the work they were doing.
I thought about this, really, that they were very, very far-seeing. They were visionaries, really, because they saw that if they could give these girls a skill, that they would be in a position to earn their living.
Yeah.
Which, of course, correct.
Which was brilliant, really brilliant. Like, and look, in the discussion about the legacy of the church in Ireland, there's obviously condemnation of the treatment of inmates in Magdalen laundries, which are run by nuns. But in this debate, do we lose sight of the good that was done by religious orders in providing the educational opportunities and running hospitals and giving employment, for example?
We certainly do, because if you were to quantify that, Gerry, it's actually a very, very small percentage. And I can certainly say from experience that we never, ever encountered any of that in the convent school in Kenmare.
Yeah.
In fact, I can still, and I'm here this morning in my own house, and I can get the smell of the cocoa from the cocoa room. They used to feed people when they came in on long journeys in the morning. There was no public transport when we were going to school, and people who were in school with me often walked in as far as 2 miles. Well, there was always stuff for them to have in that cocoa room, and I can still see Sister Frances doling out the stuff. They were incredibly kind, and thankfully we never had any experience like that in Kenmare. And as I said, if you were to look at it, it's a very small percentage of people.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the way they ran hospitals. Look at the way they ran schools. It's their contribution was immeasurable.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me about Sunday.
Well, Sunday we have this mass, and afterwards, which is very, very fitting, we are going to have refreshments in what is now Cobblescull Inverskena, the old convent building, and all of the schools in Kenmare that they were involved in. I mean, this is the legacy of St. Clair's to Kenmare, a fantastic co-educational national school known as St. John's. Cobblescull Inverskena, one of the finest secondary schools in the country, the size, the language labs, the science block, and I believe there's an extension planned for it, all on convent land. And look at what generations of people to come will have from that. After all, Gerry, education is the great leveller.
Yeah, yeah, it certainly is. So 12 Mass on Sunday, a special Mass being organised.
Everybody welcome to mark their immeasurable contribution to the life and times of Kenmare people.
Brilliant stuff. And I'm sure people will be talking long after about their contribution. And of course, Margaret Ann Cusick, Sister Mary Frances Clare, there's a whole, we could do a whole program on her life and times as well, Anne, but that'll be talked about not at the weekend. Listen, thanks for talking about, thanks for going through, I suppose, what they meant to the town and this auspicious weekend when they're leaving after 160 years, Anne.
And thank you, Gerry, for having me on and affording me the opportunity to do so.